Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The System, Who Rigged It, How We Fix It. Is Robert B. Reich's urgent, accessible guide to understanding why many Americans feel the economy and politics no longer work for them. Drawing on his long career as a public servant, economist, and public educator, Reich argues that the central story of recent decades is not simply partisan conflict or globalization, but a deliberate reshaping of rules, institutions, and narratives to concentrate wealth and power. The book connects the lived experience of stagnant wages, precarious work, rising costs, and political mistrust to structural changes such as weakened labor power, regulatory capture, and the growing role of big money in elections. Reich also emphasizes that the system's outcomes are not inevitable and that democratic societies can choose different rules. Written for general readers, it blends history, policy, and civic motivation, aiming to turn frustration into clarity and clarity and clarity and clarity into action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the economy was rewritten to favor the top. A major focus of the book is the idea that markets are not natural forces, but human constructions shaped by laws, regulations, taxes, and public investments. Reich explains how policy choices over time can shift bargaining power and income distribution, producing the familiar pattern of rising productivity alongside flat pay for many workers. He links inequality to specific mechanisms such as weakened antitrust enforcement, financial deregulation, and corporate practices that allow dominant firms to set terms for suppliers, workers, and consumers. The book frames these developments as a shift in the rules of the game rather than a mystery of modern life. When unions decline, when enforcement budgets shrink, and when corporate influence grows, the benefits of growth flow upward more reliably. Reich also highlights how economic insecurity can spread even during headline prosperity because job quality, benefits, and stability matter as much as employment numbers. The result is a system that can produce impressive corporate profits and soaring asset values while leaving large segments of the public feeling squeezed. By emphasizing that the economy is structured, Reich sets up his core claim. Different rules can produce different outcomes, and democratic politics is where those rules are decided. Secondly, the political machinery of rigging, money, lobbying, and influence, Reich argues that economic concentration and political influence reinforce each other. As wealth accumulates at the top, it can be deployed to shape legislation, regulation, and public opinion, creating a feedback loop that is difficult to break. The book details how lobbying, campaign finance, and revolving door career paths can distort policymaking away from broad public benefit and toward narrow interests. Rather than treating corruption as only illegal bribery, Reich emphasizes the legality of many influence channels and the way they normalize policy capture. Large donors, industry associations, and well-funded advocacy networks can set agendas, fund primary challenges, and reward friendly officials, while ordinary citizens often lack time and resources to compete at scale. Reich also discusses the role of professionalized political consulting and targeted messaging that can turn elections into contests of funded persuasion rather than deliberation. The rigging, in this view, is not only about a single law or election, but about an ecosystem that steadily advantages organized money. Understanding the machinery matters because reforms aimed only at single symptoms can be bypassed. Reich pushes readers to see how political inequality translates into economic inequality and how restoring democracy requires reducing the outsized leverage of concentrated wealth in the political process. Thirdly, divide and distract, culture wars as a tool of economic power. Another key theme is that social division can be politically useful to those who benefit from the status quo. Reich describes how polarization, resentment, and identity-based conflict can redirect public anger away from concentrated economic power and toward scapegoats or rival groups. When politics becomes a constant battle over symbols and grievances, it is easier for powerful interests to avoid scrutiny of tax policy, labor standards, antitrust enforcement, and corporate accountability. The book does not dismiss cultural issues as unimportant, but it argues that they are frequently amplified in ways that fracture potential coalitions around shared material interests. Reich explores how media incentives, algorithm-driven outrage, and strategic messaging can intensify fear and mistrust, making collective problem-solving harder. This dynamic can also depress turnout, reduce faith in public institutions, and convince people that change is impossible. Reich emphasizes that democracy depends on a minimal level of shared reality and mutual recognition, and that economic reform becomes far more difficult when voters are encouraged to see one another as enemies rather than fellow citizens. By identifying divide and distract tactics, the book aims to help readers separate genuine moral debates from political strategies that keep attention away from who holds power and how that power is maintained. Fourthly, rebuilding, countervailing power, workers, consumers, and communities. Reich frames solutions around restoring countervailing power, meaning institutions and collective capacities that can balance large corporations and wealthy interests. This includes revitalizing labor power through updated labor laws, easier union formation, and protections for workers in non-traditional jobs. It also includes stronger consumer protections and more aggressive competition policy so that dominant firms cannot suppress wages, raise prices, or block new entrants. Reich discusses the importance of civic organizations, local movements, and community-based networks that can translate individual frustration into coordinated action. The book suggests that policy change is more likely when people organize, vote, and engage consistently rather than only during presidential elections. Reich also connects countervailing power to public investments that broaden opportunity, such as education, infrastructure, and health access, which can reduce dependence on precarious employment arrangements. Importantly, he treats these measures as mutually reinforcing. Stronger worker voice supports fairer distribution, which supports healthier democracy, which in turn makes further reform possible. By stressing organization and institution building, Reich offers a practical lens. The question is not only what policies are good, but who has the power to enact and sustain them in the face of entrenched interests. Lastly, a reform agenda for a fairer economy and stronger democracy, the fix, in Reich's telling, is a package of democratic and economic reforms that change incentives and reduce concentrated control. On the democratic side, he points toward measures that reduce the role of big money, improve transparency, expand voting access, and strengthen ethical safeguards so public decisions are more accountable to citizens. On the economic side, he emphasizes fair taxation, robust enforcement of rules against monopoly and fraud, and policies that support wages and basic security. The book frames these as pro-market in the sense of making markets genuinely competitive and broadly beneficial rather than dominated by a small set of winners. Reich also highlights the role of narrative, arguing that people need a clear story about why outcomes look the way they do and what collective action can accomplish. Without that story, policy proposals can feel abstract or unrealistic. The agenda is presented not as a single silver bullet, but as a set of levers that can shift power back toward the public. By combining institutional reform with civic engagement, Reich aims to show a path that is both morally compelling and strategically grounded. The overall message is that fixing the system requires changing the rules and the power dynamics that decide those rules. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel the economy is unfair but want a clearer explanation than slogans, including students, working professionals, organizers, and anyone trying to make sense of today's political anger. It is also useful for readers who follow news closely yet struggle to connect headlines to deeper structures. Reich benefits the reader by translating complex issues like regulatory capture, monopoly power, and campaign finance into a coherent framework centered on power and incentives. That framework can reduce cynicism because it identifies concrete mechanisms rather than treating inequality as inevitable or purely cultural. The practical value is motivational as well. Understanding how rules were changed helps readers see where pressure and reform can matter, from local organizing to national elections. Compared with similar books on inequality, Reich's approach is notably civic and systems-focused. He emphasizes how economic outcomes and democratic health are inseparable, and he foregrounds the feedback loop between concentrated wealth and political influence. The writing is designed for broad audiences, making it a strong purchase for readers who want an entry point that is direct, current, and action-oriented rather than purely academic. If you would like to support Robert B.B. Reich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.